Duel on Syrtis by Powell Anderson. Bold and ruthless, he was famed throughout the system as a big game hunter. From the fire drakes of Mercury to the ice crawlers of Pluto, he'd slain them all. But his trophy room lacked one item, and now Riordan swore he'd bag the forbidden game that roamed the red deserts, a Martian. The night whispered the message. Over the many miles of loneliness it was borne, carried on the wind, rustled by the half-sentient lichens and the dwarfed trees, murmured from one to another of the little creatures that huddled under crags, in caves, by shadowy dunes. In no words, but in a dim pulsing of dread which echoed through Kreega's brain, the warning ran, "They are hunting again." Kreega shuddered in a sudden blast of wind. The night was enormous around him, above him, from the iron bitterness of the hills to the wheeling, glittering constellations light-years over his head. He reached out with his trembling perceptions, tuning himself to the brush and the wind and the small burrowing things underfoot, letting the night speak to him. Alone, alone, there was not another Martian for 100 miles of emptiness. There were only the tiny animals and the shivering brush and the thin, sad blowing of the wind. The voiceless scream of dying traveled through the brush, from plant to plant, echoed by the fear pulses of the animals and the ringingly reflected cliffs. They were curling, shriveling, and blackening as the rocket poured the glowing death down on them, and the withering veins and nerves cried to the stars. Kreega huddled against a tall, gaunt crag. His eyes were like yellow moons in the darkness, cold with terror and hate and a slowly gathering resolution. Grimly, he estimated that the death was being sprayed in a circle some 10 miles across, and he was trapped in it, and soon the hunter would come after him. He looked up to the indifferent glitter of stars, and a shudder went along his body. Then he sat down and began to think. It had started a few days before in the private office of the trader Wisby. "I came to Mars," said Riordan, "to get me an owlie." Wisby had learned the value of a poker face. He peered across the rim of his glasses at the other man, estimating him. Even in godforsaken holes like Port Armstrong, one had heard of Riordan. Heir to a million-dollar shipping firm which he himself had pyramided into a system-wide monster. He was equally well-known as a big game hunter. From the fire drakes of Mercury to the ice crawlers of Pluto, he'd bagged them all. Except, of course, a Martian. That particular game was forbidden now. He sprawled in his chair, big and strong and ruthless, still a young man. He dwarfed the unkempt room with his size and the hard-held dynamo strength in him, and his cold green gaze dominated the trader. "It's illegal, you know," said Wisby. "It's a 20-year sentence if you're caught at it." "Bah! The Martian commissioner is on Ares, halfway around the planet. If we go at it right, who's ever to know?" Riordan gulped at his drink. "I'm well aware that in another year or so they'll have tightened up enough to make it impossible. This is the last chance for any man to get an owlie. That's why I'm here." Wisby hesitated, looking out the window. Port Armstrong was no more than a dusty huddle of domes, interconnected by tunnels in a red waste of sand stretching to the near horizon. An Earthman in an air suit and transparent helmet was walking down the street, and a couple of Martians were lounging against a wall. Otherwise, nothing. A silence.